Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All right, we're going to get started. Tina, I see you on. We're going to go ahead and turn it over to you for our opening selection.
Okay. Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou, how great thou.
Thank you, Tina. Okay, our opening prayer tonight is going to be done by Linda Hodge.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for another Thursday night. Thank you how you blessed us to see us, how you blessed us to be here. We realize there's so many things going on, but Lord, you bless us to be able to be here and to hear the word of God. And we thank you for that, Lord. Lord, we ask you to bless our teachers. We ask you to bless everyone, bless every family that's represented here on the line tonight. Lord, we thank you for that. And Lord, we thank you for all that you do. Lord, we ask that you keep us in love and keep us in fellowship, Lord, because we, in a time like this, we need one another. Lord, help us to be able to be a blessing to someone else.
Amen.
And Lord, we pray that you keep us. You keep us, Lord. Keep us, Lord. And Lord, yeah, in a time like this, Lord, and Lord, we ask you to keep us well. Keep our mind on you, Lord. Let us know that our help comes from you.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. I'd like to welcome everybody back to Thursday Night Bible Study. We're going to continue our lesson with Talking with God. And tonight, our teacher is going to be Minister Street. So we're going to keep it moving and turn it right over to her.
Thank you, Brother Robert. As I was been thinking ever since last week when I was talking to Mother Richardson, I was thinking about the spiritual thirsting for God. And this will keep us in the Word of God. The spiritual water will keep us. When you know how it is when your body gets real thirsty and you're not where water is, it's like it just gets worse and worse. But that's the way it is whenever we are not in God's Word like we're supposed to be. We'll get thirsty for God, and that's why we need to be in the Word every day. Every day, even if you write scriptures and put them on the wall, we need to be in the Word every day to get what God has for us to say. Because we are His servants, and we are out to win souls for Christ. And I said, when we are thirsty for God, all we have to do is talk to God. And as I said, the spiritual thirsting for God, the natural body can't make it without water. So the spiritual inner man cannot make it without God. So we have to have that spiritual water, and we have to have that spiritual bread to keep our souls fat as unto God. He will keep us and help us to be what he would have us to be. And I have a paper here that says, someone sent me this in an email, the prayer makes the difference, and the heart's prayer guide. And when we're thinking about different things, the very first one that is on here would be soften to receive words from God. Win souls. If you want to be a soul winner for God, the word scripture tells us that he that wins souls is wise. And I want to be a soul winner to God, for God. I want to be what he would have me to be. And I want to live that life that no one can spot my life to say, well, you did this or you did that. But I want to be what God would have me to be, and he will be there with us when we're going through certain situations. We can ask him, and he will give us what the desires of our hearts spiritually. Not talking about the natural things, I'm talking about the spiritual things. We know that this world is in terrible shape. Everything that's going through is in terrible shape. But God is still in control. When I hear people talking about a lady was talking about somebody, she said, well, I don't like him, so I'm not going to say anything. I said, well, ma'am, you don't have to hold your peace because of me. I said, my boss is God. I say, I'll do what he tells me to do, and I say what he tells me to say. So this is what we got to do. We got to be obedient to our boss, which is God. He will lead us, he will guide us, and he will let us know when to speak and when not to speak. That's why we have to be obedient unto him. One of the things on here says that pray that our attitude will be adjusted to see sin as God sees it. God don't like sin. He loves the person, but he do not love the sin. He can't stand sin. So I'll be like my pastor. I love what God loves, and I hate what God hates. And if anything is wrong and not lifting up the name of Jesus, I don't want nothing to do with it. Because when I stand before God on that day, I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And the way we get to this, as well, the scripture to tell us everything that we need to do to stay in touch with God, to be what he would have us to be. In Matthew 7:7, it says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that receiveth, he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. So the next question that I said, what man is there of you whom, if his son asks bread, will give him a stone? When we go to God, he will answer us, and he will give us what we need. He will give us the strength that we need to take us through whatever it is that we are going through. And everything that was put in God's word was put in there for a reason, to keep us on our toes. And when we read it and see what it says, keep it on the inside and mull over it. And Sister Martin said, chew over it. After the pastor that we had, chew over it, mull over it, and swallow it. So we're working as unto God. But when the best thing that we can do is go out and win souls for him. This is what he wants us to do. It's not his pleasure that anyone should perish. He made a way for everyone that we would be what God would have us to be. If we live according to his will, we can go to be with him in paradise. And I thank God for that. I thank God for giving me a mind to want to serve him. And when you think about it, it says, when you knock. And I was bringing a message one Sunday, and there was a young lady in the service, and I was bringing a point out on the door with the picture with Jesus knocking on the door. And I said, if you notice, he can't open the door. We'll have to open the door and let him in. There's not a knob on that door. And she said, you know, I hadn't thought about that. But he's not going to force his way in. But when we open that door, he will come in freely. Sup with us and us with him. And so this is what we need to do. Let him know. I tell him this daily. And I say, Lord, I don't mean to aggravate you or bother you. But every time I think about something good to tell him, that I want to tell him to let him know that I'm worshiping him, lifting him up to the Lord, he said, if I be lifted up, I will do the drawing of all men unto me. And this is what I want him to do. I want him to keep me filled with that spiritual water, give me that spiritual bread, and give me the strength to get out and do what we can do as unto him. I was talking to somebody the other day, I can't remember who it was, maybe it had been Sister Francis. I said, you notice that when the enemy fights a Christian's body, it's mostly with their moving points. It's their legs, their back, their feet, or something that's trying to stop them. But I thank God that even though we feel that, he can still give us the strength and the power and the wisdom to go on and do what he wants us to do. Then when we get finished, we can come back and sit down and rest again. But God is so good, and he is right there with us at all the time. He don't send us out by ourselves. It's good for us to go out. When we go out two by two or three, we have started going out on Saturday. So one Saturday a month, and it was so sweet the way they did it. I couldn't go out, and we had a brother that couldn't go out, but we went to the church, and we prayed, and the others was out, and when they came back, I could look at their faces and let me know that they really had a good time, and they got in touch with God. How do you think that made God feel, to see his children out knocking on doors and telling people about the Lord? Because as it tells us in Ezekiel, it's our job to do this. If we don't do it, if we fail to do it, their blood will be dripping off our hands. So if you're not able to do it, if you can't think of what to say, go to the door and do that knocking. Ask, seek, and knock. He'll give you what to say. Even if it's nothing but Jesus loves you. That's enough right there to change a person's mind and let them know that they can be the same way that we are as Christians. If they don't do it now, it's going to be too late after a while, and it's going to be bad because they won't be able to do it. So we can't make anybody. We can't save anybody, but we can talk to God about that soul and let him touch that soul. He can touch that mind. He can break up that solid ground, touch that stony heart, make it a heart of flesh. I tell you, God is a good God, and he's a good God to everybody. He rain on the unjust just like he do the just. But what our job is to let them understand he loves you. That's why he do it. So when we go out soliciting souls, talking to people, whether they come back to our church or not, as long as they go to church somewhere, and as long as you be told them something about the Lord that they can think on and mull over. Because when you're out witnessing, the devil's going to do anything he can to block what you're saying, to keep you from getting through to that person. But God is almighty, and he can break through. He can break through that. He can break up that stony ground, that fallow ground, and give that man a lady a flesh heart. And I know they know he loves them because he wakes them up just like he do us. But what we need to do is just let them know. Let him know you love you. The more what he's doing for you now, he'll do even more for you. It's nothing that we can do without God. We can't. Even if we wake up, he wakes us up. If he don't give us the strength to get up, we can't get up. Sometimes I'd be laying there and I say, Lord, just help me. And before you know it, I'm up and doing what I got to do. But God is that kind of a God. He loves us. And when we show that we are doing what he wants us to do, being obedient to his word, this is the main thing. We don't have to beg him for anything. When we talk to him, tell him what we need, he said, talk to Jesus and tell him what you need. He'll work it out. And said, it might not come when we want it, but it will be right on time. So when you get thirsty for God, get in the Word. I think it's Psalm 42:1 that says, as the deer panteth for the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O Lord. And somebody, a songwriter made a song after, and that's a beautiful praise song. But he would do just that. As we get down into a bogged down with whatever our everyday life, sometimes people, when they don't want to live right, they look like that gets on your nerves too. But God didn't say we had to save them, because we can't save them. All we do is pray for them and put them in God's hands and let the Holy Spirit draw them to God. And I hope that I have said something that will open your hearts and let you drink more spiritual water and eat more spiritual bread, so that we can be strong for God and go out and witness for him. Back to you, Brother Robert.
Thank you, Minister Street, for those encouraging words. Okay, tonight we got our 32nd coming from Miss Jessica.
Hello, excuse me. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
We all have been battle tested, and we got receipts. One receipt that we have comes from Hebrews, the 4th chapter, and the 16th verse. It says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Thank you. I hope I'm not wrong with this, but I can't think of her name, just finished talking. What she has just teached us reminds me of Psalms 85:13, which say righteousness goes before us, which is God, and put his footprints down so we can walk in it. Mm-hmm. That was encouraging what was said tonight. Very, very much encouraging. Thank God for Jesus. So I'm finished.
Thank you, Ms. Jessie. Okay, moving right along. We're going to go ahead and open the lines up for this week for inputs and updates.
This is Lorraine asking for prayer for the Dunn family. Bobby lost his niece Tuesday. They found her dead in the home. So just keep them in your prayers. Bobby Dunn.
This is Janet. I'm asking everyone if they would just keep my husband Pernell in your prayers. That God will continue to keep him and strengthen him as he began his treatment for prostate cancer. I thank you for your prayers.
Deborah Jackson, our church family, I ask y'all to continue to uphold me in your prayers. Pray for me hard and pray earnestly that God will just restore my strength, because every day I'm waking up weak and tired and sick, but I know God is still good. I know he's still a healer. He's still a way maker. He's still a problem solver. He said, be of good courage, for the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go. When you're going through the fire, when you're going through these tests, he said, my grace is sufficient. God's grace is, his strength is made perfect. And weakness. God is asking us to trust him, to rely on him, and to continue to show love one to another, not for another, to another. Show love, continue to walk in God's grace and mercy and his power and his goodness, because God is still faithful. Even though you might not understand it all, you might not say why, you might say why I'm going through, why is this happening, but God is with you wherever you go. Pray my strength and continue praying for me. I really need your prayer, because Satan is really trying to fight me, but I know God is a healer. Whether he heal me or not, he's still a good God. He's still an awesome God. He's a way maker. He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. There's no other like God. Satan is a liar. He cannot tell the truth, and God cannot lie. If God promised you something, you rest assured it will come to pass.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Man.
Praise God. This is Lorraine again. I want to thank everyone for praying for my niece, Quanisha. She's getting better. but she still needs much prayer. The devil is trying to take over her mind, so please continue praying for her. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. No more inputs, updates. Moving right along. We'll go right into roll call.
Oops.
Okay. We got Virginia on the line tonight. Okay, I go for it again. Last week, by my count, we had 35. Okay, this week, Lee in Virginia.
I'm here.
Okay, Dennis and Sandy.
Here.
Richard and Willie Mae. Janet. Chamberlain. Dan. Dan and Juanita.
Yeah.
Robert and Portia. Yeah.
Yeah.
Only Dunn. Okay. Gloria Edwards.
Yeah.
Maddie Richardson.
Here.
Pastor Burwell. Gracie Jordan. Sandra Mangum.
Here.
Linda Hodge.
Here.
Okay, Denise Austin. Mari.
Here.
Deborah Bradford.
Here.
Okay, Bobby Williams.
Here.
Deborah Jackson.
Here.
Lorraine Jones.
Here.
Kevin Keller.
Hey.
Chris and Dorothy.
Here.
Josephine Johnson.
Here.
Carolyn Street.
Here.
Charlotte.
Good night.
All right. Darren. Kamari.
Here.
Okay. Tim Brown.
Here.
Tina Straw.
Here.
Miss Jessie.
Here.
Francis Clark.
Here.
Michael Green.
Here.
Yeah. Daniel W. Brand. Lisa. Evelyn C. Martina Yelverton. Janet Armstrong. Regina Lovett. Okay.
Martina Yelverton is here.
Okay.
And
did I miss anyone?
Miss Charles.
Oh, Shante. And Charles? Okay.
You're right.
Charles Brown.
Who was that now?
Charles Brown.
Okay. All right.
Wanda. Pope Knight.
Wanda.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Did I miss anyone else? Okay. I didn't recognize Pastor Burwell being online tonight. So, we're going to ask Dennis or either Sandy to do our closing. But before I turn it over to one of them, we're going to, for next week, our opening prayer will be done by Willie Mae Jones. She's not on the line, but she should have a whistle. Our 30 seconds will be done by Virginia Brown. Okay, so moving right along. And we asking Dennis Aether Sr. What do you want?
I got it.
Okay, thanks.
Let us pray. Father God, Lord, we humbly come before you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this time to get together, Lord. We thank you for this Bible study, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to come together, Lord, to receive that which you have given us, Lord. We realize, Lord, that your word is never in vain. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that as you gave Minister Street your word, Lord, that she shared with us, Lord, we thank you that we took that word, Lord, that we take it, that we studied, Lord, that we look at the scriptures, Lord, that she referenced, Lord, and that we receive the word that has been given to us, Lord, that we might use it to be better Christians for you. So, Lord, we thank you right now, Lord, that as we come together, Lord, as a Bible study, as a group, as a family, Lord, as a group of believers, we thank you right now, Lord, that in everything that we do, Lord, you get the glory for it. And Lord, we ask right now that if there is any wicked way in us, if there is anything else that is not pleasing to you, Lord, we ask right now, Lord, that you would forgive us and that you would remove it as far as the east is from the west. And Lord, we thank you right now for every person, Lord, that dialed in, Lord, every person, Lord, that participates in this Bible study, Lord, those that for one reason or another are unable to be here tonight, Lord, we ask you to bless each and every one. Lord, we thank you right now that you would strengthen every home represented on this line. Lord, we pray that you strengthen every family. Lord, every prayer request, Lord, that has gone up, some requests so serious, Lord, that they cannot even be spoken out loud. Lord, we pray right now that you would move, Lord, as only you can. And Lord, we thank you for the requests that were laid before you. Lord, we lay the Dunn family before you right now, Lord. We pray your comfort, Lord, and condolences right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, in the loss of their loved one. Lord, we ask you to comfort as only you can, Lord. And Lord, we lay prayer before you, Lord. You know exactly, Lord, what the doctors need to do, Lord. So we pray you would direct them, Lord, that this treatment would be exactly what is needed, Lord, and that he might recover fully, completely, and absolutely in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you right now for continuing, Lord, to keep your hand on Ms. Deborah Jackson. Lord, we speak healing to her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, you know what the doctors have said, Lord, but you are God, and the last word is always yours. So, Lord, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you move mightily on Ms. Jackson's behalf. And Lord, we thank you right now, Lord, for Lorraine's niece, Lord. We thank you for continuing to move on her behalf. And Lord, every other person on the line, Lord, those that the unspoken requests, Lord, the unspoken needs, Lord, we lay them all before you right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray that you would bless each and every one of us, Lord, and we will be blessed. Lord, keep us and we will be kept. Lord, you are God, and there is nothing beyond your control. So we pray right now, Lord, that you meet the needs of your people. Lord, we ask you to continue to bless this Bible study, continue to bless this group. Lord, allow us to continue, Lord, to receive that which you have from us. Lord, you know the times, Lord, that we're living in. You know the difficulties, Lord, that we see. Lord, you know the confusion and the chaos that seeks to try to reign every day. But you are still God, and you are still in control. So, Lord, there is nothing the enemy can do that can overcome you. There's nothing that the enemy can do, Lord, that can keep us from your assigned purpose. So, Lord, we thank you that you continue to lead us and guide us. And, Lord, we pray as we prepare to lead this group, Lord, but never your divine presence, Lord, that you would keep us as only you can. And, Lord, we thank you right now, Lord, for divine rest. Lord, we thank you right now for your protection over each and every one of us. And, Lord, we pray, Lord, that we will all be next Thursday in the same place, Lord, awaiting to hear what you have for us. And, Lord, we thank you right now, Lord, because you are God. And, Lord, we say right now, be glorified in us. And, Lord, we'll forever give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you.
For the closing prayer. And we'd like to thank everyone for being on the line tonight. And we look forward to having all of you back next week. And with that said, we're going to say good night to everyone. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Rest well.
Good night.